Good morning, Paul. Where are you?
Well, thanks a lot, Kathy. Yeah, I am in Montevideo today for section dance competition, one of my favorite sporting events, and we're going to have a lot of fun today. Of course, the gym here in Montevideo is getting full, and it's going to be packed here in Montevideo in a few minutes. And I tell you what, we have a very exciting time here, and we got my broadcast partners with me, Didi Schomer and Ken Franski. I like to call them my dream team because they've done such a fantastic job the last few years covering section dance and state dance with me. Welcome, guys.
Welcome, Paul.
You ready to go?
Absolutely, yeah. Paul. What is there better to do on a Saturday than come to section dance in section 3A?
it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It
absolutely.
Is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're going to be covering mainly Lacapoil Valley, Dawson Boys Shadows, and Tamby Mineota Sensations. We visited with Jordan Studelberg here earlier this week. We'll play that in a little bit, too. And Lisa Johnson, of the Shadows coach. And, of course, Montevideo YME, big competitors, Dee, and all season long, isn't it?
Well, Section 3A is a very strong section, so I think it's competitive all season.
It is, and we've seen that all season with scores. The Shadows have kind of had a nice advantage from start to finish, but, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 kind of keeps creeping around, and a couple teams keep creeping up on the Shadows, but it's going to make for an interesting day.
Oh, it is, absolutely. You can really start to see after Christmas the team take that time at that break to really make some changes and start dialing down, and come the end of January, you can see how that hard work is really paying off, and the scores get closer, and tiebreakers are happening, and so it's a really exciting day today.
That's right. And, Bob Gray, right below me here, he's kind of in charge of organizing the whole thing today. He does a great job. I've blogged about this. I've talked about this many times, but this is one of my favorite sporting events to cover throughout the year is section dance, just because of the sheer excitement that's in this gymnasium with a full gym. That's what makes it exciting, right?
Well, the energy it all brings. Those girls can feel that energy from those fans, and we love to give it to them. So, you know, this is what they work all season for, and we're excited to see them. Mark time went really good from the feedback I'm getting from the girls for both jazz and high kick, so that's always awesome to hear.
Explain mark time to our listeners. What's that mean?
Okay, mark time is when the girls have a chance to come out into the gym with, you know, nobody sitting down.
And that happened earlier this morning.
Yep, earlier this morning, shortly after they arrive. Each team has an assigned time, and they come out, and I think it's 3 minutes, or it might vary from competition, but they start a buzzer. Like today, you know, the buzzer goes off, and they run through their jazz routine, they run through their kick routine, and have time to make any corrections, or for us, with 30 girls on the floor, to get that spacing with that kick line, because it's going to be a full one today,
yep.
That's for sure. So that mark time went well today, and the energy is good.
All right. Ken, how many years? Both of you have daughters that are seniors this year, right? No, you got a junior.
No, Ken is a junior.
Junior.
I have a senior.
You have a senior. There we go.
Yep.
Well, for me, Paul, Jimmy reminded me on the drive to Dawson to get on the bus at 8 o'clock this morning. She looked at me and smirked and said, "Dad, this is my fifth sections in a row." So she was blessed as a seventh grader to dance on high kick. And then previous to that, our second daughter, Brooke, was a dancer for 3 years. So, you know, if my math is right, from little old Bellingham graduation, 5 + 3 = 8 years I've been here. So
how about you, Dee?
Well, this is Aaliyah's sixth year. You know, she's a senior. She started with the jazz team here, so got some years in, but you know, it's sections, and
yep.
So it went fast. I can't believe that pack of kids. There's 10 seniors on the team.
Yep.
So it's gone quickly, but it's been an amazing ride, that's for sure.
It has been. It has been. You kind of, you know, I think as a sports person of any athletic competition, you know, you watch kids come through in waves, and you kind of watch and say, this is one of those groups.
Yeah.
And it really has been. The dedication, the commitment, and then the love and passion for dancing.
Yeah.
You know, and then they suck in the next 3 or 4 classes and grades above and below them. So it's been a really fun group.
Well, and I think we should talk about our JV team. Our JV Jazz and JV Kick. wow, those young ladies have got a bright future as well. They just shined at competitions this year. Proud of them, yep. Girls.
I talked to Lisa earlier, and the varsity kick, varsity jazz, went undefeated at all the competitions this year. That means they took first place in every competition they're in. That's amazing.
It is. It is. But, you know, I'll be very honest. I think the girls, they're so humble, and they don't worry about, like, today until today. They worry about each competition as it comes, and they go back to practice on Monday, and they work on what they need to work on for that next competition, and they take it one performance at a time.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they're always happy with those first-place finishes, but they're never content. Is what I've always seen, and
mm-hmm.
you know, that was the thing I was reflecting on, Paul. And I caught the coach's show this morning, or the back half of it with Lisa. You know, and a year ago, we were almost undefeated. The Jazz had one little slip up, and Frazee got us up at one of the northern competitions. But we came back and got him at the state tournament. And this year, Jazz and Kick both on the varsity level went undefeated. But you know, I was reflecting on that in Camby last week at the last competition of the year. That, you know, how do you explain that for fans?
Right.
And the only way to explain it is it not only was an undefeated year, but it was almost a perfect season for both, because when you look at rank points, you know, we didn't quite score perfect on the judges' minds up against Frazee at BBE, I think it was. We got a 3.5, where a rank point score of 3 would be all judges unanimously pick you. So that really, like in boxing, you don't get the knockout, but you get the unanimous decision.
Yeah.
Or in wrestling, it's the pin or the major decision. In basketball, it's when you got running time and you're up by 35 to 40 points and things like that. That it just, it's amazing, and in such a similar, you know, way they went through last year with a different amount of focus to that. You know, for non-dance fans and even the dance fans, sometimes you got to try to put some things in perspective of what those first place finishes really mean on if you're going to put in wins and losses or a record at the end of the season.
Pretty powerful, that's for sure. So let's talk about some of the other teams here that are looking to take that section championship away from the Shadows here. They're the defending section champs in both high kick and jazz. Talk about some of the other teams.
YME is always a strong competitor, and you know, that's two sisters coaching teams, you know, Lisa Johnson for La Caparo Valley, Dawson Boyd, and Julie, her sister, is YME, so it's, you know, and you can tell that, and then Janie, their other sister, she coaches McCray, so that's always fun to see that team. We've got Camby,
a former Shadow,
Jordan
Studelberg, coaching Camby Mineota. And you can just see the progression of Camby Mineota over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, their jazz program this year. And there's only 5 on the floor, but boy, they do a lot with those 5 talented ladies. So they are in the hunt today, too.
I think that third, fourth spot, you know, maybe third spot might not be as wide open, but I think fourth spot, there's probably 3, 4, 5 teams that can easily compete for that fourth spot. But, you know, one of them could jump up and grab third or second or first.
Yeah.
But, you know, there seems to be kind of a cluster, and that's a blessing this year in Section 3, where we got that extra team going, 4 teams versus 3 this year, because, you know, we've talked previous years, Paul, that, you know, Section 3A, the 4th, 5th, 6th team, when you look at section scores, a lot of times are better than some of the teams from other sections that make it to state.
Right.
So that level of competition in our section is so strong. So to have 4 coming from the Jazz side is a blessing this year. We only get 3 from Kick, but that's okay. We'll take those 3.
Okay. Yep. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, a short break here. And when we come back, Ken and Dee Dee and I will talk about the schedule here in Montevideo, what's going to happen here in the next 3-4 hours. So take a break and be back with more Section Dance from Montevideo High School right after this.
Of Camby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Sports also brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond at the Madison Chiropractic Center, offering the latest in chiropractic care. Located at 508 West 4th Street, Madison, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 5, Tuesday and Thursday, 8 to noon, the Madison Chiropractic Center. Call 320-598-3089.
All right, welcome back to Montevideo, everyone. Paul Ramel here, along with Dee Dee Schomer and Ken Fransky. Here at Section 3A Dance Competition, a lot of things going on. The gym is getting pretty full, very colorful here in the gym, with everyone wearing their team colors, and it's going to be a great time. Ken and Dee Dee joining me here, as they always have, to do a great job. Jazz will start. They're going to kick it off here with the national anthem at noon in the introduction of teams, a parade of teams. It's very colorful when all the teams come on the gym floor. That'll start in about 15 minutes, and then the jazz competition begins. They got some a number of judges here. You know anything about the judges, guys? There's a bunch of them anyway.
Yeah, it's the WAM judges, Paul, but as far as what that really means, I mean, it means they're certified like any state high school league official, but I don't think, personally, I know any of them. If I do know them, I'm not aware I know them.
Okay. Let's talk about the jazz. How important is the order that you go to? Is it important or not?
Well, we were actually discussing that because where we dance
in
for jazz, and then when we come out for kick, there is not a big gap for resting there. But from the feedback I'm getting, the girls like that because they pick up on the energy from jazz. The jazz girls, they're warm, they just catch their breath, put that high kick uniform on, and they can push through it again, and then they get to enjoy the rest of their day. They put their two performances out there, and what will be is.
Yeah, I don't know if they have a preference. You know, I think sometimes they like to go when the energy's highest in the gym. You know, so a couple teams with a lot of fans of the 15 schools that are here sometimes help, but I agree with Dee, you know, as a fan watching, is that 20, 30 minutes of rest time as they wrap up jazz and get the kick, is that enough for the 11 girls that are on jazz that have to turn around on kick right away? But these girls are in shape.
They had
two competitions last week, plus they danced halftime on Thursday. I think they're ready to go. I think they'll play an advantage as well, too, D, like you said, to keep the adrenaline high.
Yeah.
Let's go through the order in jazz. You guys have seen most of these teams dance. Maybe comment on each one. Who's going first in jazz here today?
First to be Wyoming Silhouettes. I mean, they're a perennial powerhouse. I mean, you walk into their gym for conferences for their Wyoming meet, and you know, there's banners hanging on the top row of the bleachers of jazz and high kick state, you know, winners and things like that. So I mean, they're always one. That's a great one to me to get the gym rocking because their fans are almost as good as Shadow fans. It's going to get the place humming, and then we'll take it from there. Go ahead, Dee.
Sleepy Eye Springfield is actually, I believe, a drop.
Okay.
Yep, they did drop.
They're not going to perform. Okay.
They had sickness to hit their team.
No,
so sadly, they won't be joining us. Then Minnewaska, and that program has really put together a great jazz number, so that'll be fun to see.
Yeah, I think they one that kind of went back and forth with Monty and, like, third and things like that towards the end of the season and in their conference finals? So Minnewaska's in that hunt.
Yes, they are. And then Montevideo, they are also in that hunt for that spot. McCray and BBE Painesville, Camby Mineota, and I talked about them a little bit earlier. They're a small, powerful group of five ladies. And then TMB will be wrapping up the first half there. And then after a little bit of a break, the judges will switch sides to watch Lakeview. Worthington has a really pretty lyrical routine. Those ladies do a neat number. And Bold, they are another powerhouse that is coming in strong today. Wabasso, Granville County West, New London Spicer, and then Lacaparo Valley Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, I think the Shadows are going to perform last out of the 14 teams in jazz today. They'll be on the floor around 1:25, it says. So
That's right. So barring a musical malfunction or a unexpected injury, that's one thing with Jazz. It's about every 5 minutes. The next team is up. They dance for roughly 3 minutes, give or take, a couple minutes to switch out. So it stays on schedule. So
it does.
And then the high kick order of dancing and high kick.
Yep, after about a 20-minute break between Jazz, high kick will get started at about 1:50 with Lakeview leading it off, then Renville County West, then our hometown, Lacapoil Valley, Dawson Boys Shadows will be in the third spot. So that would be technically, in dance terms, they'd be in the hole, right?
Yeah.
Versus on deck.
Yep.
Then we've got the New London Spicer team, the Wildcat team from up north. Wabasso, which I think is kind of the youngest program in our section for Jazz and kick. Then Worthington, followed by Bull to wrap up the first half of high kick. Then the judges will switch sides of the gym. Then Canby Mineota will lead off that second half, followed by Montevideo. Sleepy Eye, like Dee said, scratch there as well, too, both Jazz and kick from what she's heard.
Okay.
So there'll be a sub-hole there. And then Tracy Miller at Battleton, TMB will come up, then McCray, then YME, then Minnewaska, and rounded out will be the BBE Painesville, the Belgrade Brutinel Rosa Painesville co-op up north.
Okay.
And then we'll take a break and get on to awards.
Yeah, what time do you think awards will be?
Keep that pretty on track.
Yeah.
So I would say no later than...
That 3:45, something like that.
On 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yep, I think that should be right.
We'll definitely be on the air then to see who's going to go to state. They're going to take four teams out of Jazz and three teams out of high kick, and it's a lot of excitement going on here in the Montevideo. What, are you nervous, Dee Dee?
No, I'm just soaking it all in, that's for sure. This is exciting. This is what they work all year for, so we're excited today. Energy is good.
Let's talk about some of the themes, some of the routines the Shadows do. What's the theme in Jazz and high kick, you guys?
For Lacapoil Valley Dubois?
Yep.
They have really put on a beautiful Jazz routine. I don't know about you, Ken, but I've actually teared up a couple of times, and not just because Aaliyah and these girls are seniors. That emotion comes from all 11 of them off the floor. They've done more of a lyrical kind of country with the Dixie Chicks. It's called Not Ready to Back Down, and they're not ready to back down. They're here, and they mean it, and they mean it from their heart, and you can feel that when they dance.
Oh, I agree. There's been, you know, moms and dads and cousins and grandpas and grandmas that have that same emotional reaction, seeing them once or twice, and every time it's breathtaking. It's beautiful. You know, it's Jazz and ballet, in my opinion, kind of combined. It just is a beautiful routine.
When I saw it, it looked very difficult to do.
It is, and they do it with a smile on their face. That's what blows my mind. And it's not just one or two; it's all of them.
Right.
So they do a lot of hard, difficult, and the speed of that routine and the timing of what they do, it's just wonderful.
So Not Ready to Back Down by the Dixie Chicks to perform to the Captains, Grace Hagelin, Ella Mark, Aaliyah Schomer, Josie Munsterman, and Jazz team. That'd be a little bit of a
yeah,
shock.
Yeah, she's a basketball player.
Yeah, she's playing basketball at St. Olaf's. Thanks for correcting me. How about the high kick?
I Am Here. That's pink. It's the medley of pink, and that's a powerful one, and that's a fun one.
How many girls they got on the floor for that?
30 on the floor this year. Yeah,
what's the most you can have, Ken?
34?
I think it's, 32 or 34. It's one of those two numbers, so we're awfully close to maxing out. Here, Paul, in the Montevideo gym, the sound system DJ is on one end of the baseline, so under one of the basketball hoops, middle of the lane, and the awards table, the hardware table, is on the other end. And our kick line will not fit from baseline to baseline. They're going to round the corner up for sure on one end, because those 30 girls, they're not looking at a high school gym. They're looking at Target Center gym that's 94 feet of hardware, versus a high school gym is a little shorter. So when you get to that 28, 30 plus, you're squeezed. And they've learned how to kind of round that corner where the DJ's at or the trophy table's at. So it's a wonderful. I actually listened to the song the first time this morning to pick up my daughter Mackenzie in Dawson. You know, I'm not a big Pink fan necessarily, but I don't think I've ever heard the song and paid attention to the song. So I actually listened to the words. And basically, I'm like, okay, here's what they're doing in the routine. And Mackenzie's just laughing at me. You know, here's where they get that big circle in the middle of the song. God, what a loser.
But it's a loaded routine. They have got a ton of stuff packed in there. And it is high energy from beginning, middle, end. And it's fun.
Yeah, lots of movements. Big movements where one side of the floor rotates to the other side. I think that.
I like when they made the huge circle.
Yeah.
Very, very visually.
I think something that is pretty complimentary to the girls is, you know, they do their own choreography. That is their hard work and efforts with the coaches, and so a lot of pride goes into those routines, and so compliment to those talented ladies with that.
Cambie Mineota Sensations, their jazz team is Even Then. Their captains are Stephanie Burke, Marissa Train, and the kick routine is Ghostbuster themes. I like that.
It's a fun one.
Yeah. It's a flashback one. That's a good one.
Flashback.
Got a good rhythm.
Your age, then.
Well, exactly.
And their captains are, again, Stephanie Burke and Marissa Train for kick. So looking forward to Cambie Mineota Sensations. I know they're pumped. Talked to some couple of their girls. They think they're the closest this year than they ever been.
Oh, they are.
To get in the state. So, yeah. And then Montevideo and the Gold Dusters, they're looking to go back. They went to state last year, right? In high kick, I think it was.
Yes, it was in the Shadows, YME, and Montevideo last year, yep.
Yep, and then Yellow Medicine East, they played second in state last year, second here in sections behind the Shadows, and they should have a good routine too, right?
They do. They have a palm routine. So
a what?
A palm with palms.
Oh,
palms are actually attached to their uniforms.
Oh, I saw that.
So that's a different
cheerleader type stuff with palms, and they kind of wear a cheerleader outfit.
Yep.
It's high energy, too.
Yep.
All right, well, I think that's going to wrap things up here in Montevideo, guys. Are you excited? Are you pumped? We're ready to roll.
I am.
The gym's going to get electric. It's different, Paul, than sections of basketball. There's two teams play, then another two teams. Well, you got 15 teams, 15 fan bases, all in the same gym at the same time, and every 3 minutes, the cheering section just is different, and it's going to make for a lot of fun today.
All right, here's what the schedule for is. We'll probably be back on here in about an hour when they take a break. In between the judges moving across the gym and catch you up to date about how the routines went. And for sure, we'll be on the air around 3:45, 4 o'clock for the whole awards ceremony. And then we're going to do a long post-game or post-dance show, and we'll be interviewing a lot of people after the awards. So, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Paul.
You all got your pink on.
Yeah.
I need some pink clothing. How about Jalen Popma over there? Look how bright the pink she is. Wow.
Isn't that fun?
Yep.
I'm going to find, I was told last night that Brad Fernholz dyed his hair or frosted his hair pink, but I haven't seen him.
He is right below where the judges will be sitting.
All right, guys. Talk to you later then.
Okay? Thanks for being here, Paul.
Yeah,
all right,
thank
appreciate
you.
Your
with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studio, and we'll be back in about an hour with a report from Section Dance here in Montevideo.